and they begin a process that we call jargoning. That's our first action skill within stage six. Jargoning has been thought in the past as being kind of this quasi-unintelligible speech. But I think what jargoning is a child simply pretending to speak in connected speech. Usually children by 2 years of age are beginning to pretend many things. Instead of sticking the baby doll's hand in its mouth, now the child tries to put a blanket on the baby doll or tries to feed the baby doll. Instead of banging the ball on his forehead or dropping it on the ground, now he's learned he can throw the ball or roll the ball and so forth. So they're learning the function, the real function of objects, and they're beginning to pretend to use these objects in the ways in which they see adults use them. Think of a six-month-old who you hold the telephone up to his head to talk to grandma on the phone, and instead of talking into the phone, he sucks on it. By 12 months of age, he begins to listen to the phone, and by around 18 to 24 months of age, he starts pretending to talk on the phone. That's the kind of thing we're talking about. So we're moving from learning about the physical attributes of objects to learning what objects are for, and using them appropriately. And I think this is the same time that jargoning emerges. Children pretend to talk. And by pretending to talk, it sounds like connected speech in terms of length and syllable and stress and intonation. But it's not unintelligible speech. It's pretend speech. And we see kids do this all the time. For example, when pretending to talk on the telephone. Hi. That's jargon, where it's an imitation of what they hear other people do on the phone. Now, what I modeled there was jargon with real words embedded in it, which is action skill 6B, word jargoning, where you hear that jargon pattern, but you can hear identifiable words within it. Children will use word jargoning and jargoning when they're singing songs at this level.
Sky, twinkle, star.
They're trying to sing the song. They've got some words that are in there. They're trying to figure out the melody. And around all that is this jargon-like behavior, which is an imitation of what they hear the song sound like. Singing is a great way to practice jargoning, to let it be acceptable, and so forth. When you hear jargon, you can hear that they're really trying to push themselves past the single words and past their early phrases. They have very loose phonological structure, but you can hear that structure within their utterance. And certainly the intonation patterns are what strike you as being so speech-like. They sound like they're making statements. They sound like they're asking questions. They sound like they're requesting and demanding and refusing and so forth. Reading aloud, pretending to read aloud is another way that children exercise this. Pretending to act, acting out something they've seen in a movie or acting out something they've seen their brothers and sisters do, for example. When we tell children, tell me all about whatever it is they're talking about, you may hear that jargon-like behavior. The thing to remember about jargoning and word jargoning is that it's not a regression of speech skill. It is actually an advancement of speech skill. Many times we'll hear children produce very nice single words, very clear two-word combinations, but suddenly they seem to be falling apart and seem to be going into this unintelligible speech. The thing that we should all keep in mind is this is an advancement from where they were. They're trying to leap past those early utterances into more connected speech. Traditionally, we thought of jargoning as a bridge between single words and two-word combinations. And I think it functions for that, but I think it functions as even more. It's a bridge into speaking in paragraphs, which they're clearly unable to do because of their limitations in vocabulary, their limitations in understanding semantics and syntax, and their articulation and phonological skills all put together mean that they can't string together ideas like that, but they can certainly imitate other people stringing ideas together, and that's what they're trying to do.